The way you try a case, where you go about it, the deputy sheriff or the sheriff or the constable would come to you, bring somebody to commit an offense, a misdemeanor or a felony or whatever it might be. Of course, if it's a felony or a misdemeanor, either one, you had to come to the master and get the warrant.
Mm-hmm.
And the master would write out the warrant for his arrest, and you'd give it to the constable, to the deputy sheriff, the sheriff, and then they would go and arrest this person and bring before the master for trial.
Mm-hmm.
And then the master, you could try misdemeanors and fine, and mm-hmm. Of course, they had to pay their fine then, whatever the master said, they had to pay the fine and cost.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to jail and lay it out, one of the two. Felony cases, the master would just hear them and hear the evidence and then bind them over to court.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd go before the grand jury, then go before the grand mm-hmm. jury and make an indictment.
I see.
And that lasted for a number of years, but then that was finally done away with, and we have the session judges now. Mm-hmm. The master don't try them anymore. And another a function of the masters, they could marry people too.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, for a number of years.
Yeah.
They could marry.
People knocking on your door at all hours of night.
Oh, yeah. So I married a few couples, but I say now we have a preacher in the community. I'd a whole lot rather send a couple to, not a couple, rather send a man if he's a guilty, rather send him to jail than to marry a couple. And I'd insist on them going before the preacher. I said, I consider marriage a holy ordinance and it should be performed by a preacher. So
mm-hmm. were your wife's parents also from this community?
Yeah, they were both born in this community, both born and lived in this community. And my wife's in her family. Her oldest brother, as old as she is, was a very, well, you say noted, but anyway, he's one outstanding preacher. He's a very, very.
What was her family name?
Is her brother, and he preached at Lynn Haven, Virginia, in Newport News. He was pastor of the First Presbyterian Church at Newport News for 25 or 30 years, and he's now pastor emeritus of that church. He's almost retired now. He's old enough to retire. He still preaches sometimes to supply when the pastor's uh-huh. on the vacation or churches who don't have a pastor. Well, he's still a good preacher. He lives at Newport News now.
I see.
And her other brother was worked for, well, he was a highway patrolman, Tennessee Highway Patrol, Virginia Highway Patrol, and then he was one of the guards down at the Eastman. He was chief guard, one of the head guards at Tennessee Eastman for mm-hmm. when he retired. A number of years there.
Did she belong to any clubs, organizations, church organizations?
Or? She belonged to plenty of organizations, though. The Cold Spring PTA, interested in the schools there, to help them, schools, and young people's organizations, and she still belongs to the women's organization, the women's mm-hmm. society, and things like that. But she don't know nothing outstanding.
Was Valley? When was that organized? I mean, the community. Do you know?
Valley is named after mountain here. Valley borders on the mountain.
Yes.
And river is a river that goes down through here, so this valley would just naturally be called Valley because it bounded on the river, and then the whole mountain in the background. So
when was that settled? Valley.
We at one time had a post office here, Valley post office, for a number of years.